Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Danny Clark. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Dawes. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hooks Dawes. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Ralph Young. Batting second. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting third. The left fielder, Tilly Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank Brugge. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Raleigh Naylor. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Raleigh Naylor. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts in front of the plate. Brugge fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brugge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cobb moves to third. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Heilman moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Galloway. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Galloway steals second. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Galloway moves to third. Walker moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Galloway scores. Walker moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Miller steals second. Frank Bruggy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruggy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is hit by the pitch. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones juggles the ball. That's an error on Jones. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mannion fields it and throws to first for the out. Welch moves to second. One out. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bruggy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galloway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Galloway moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser bunts towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. Galloway moves to third. Walker moves to second. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galloway scores. Walker moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Frank Bruggy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruggy is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruggy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brugge for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dawes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Mannion moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Mannion moves to third. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive towards short. Rigney catches it and throws to first to double up Welch. Two outs. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Naylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0 for 2 in the game. Veach bunts towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to third. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Brugge. Cobb scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Brugge and he is safe. Heilman steals second. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 2 in the game. Rigney takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Galloway hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mannion fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dawes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive towards the mound. Naylor catches it and throws to first to double up Blue. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Mannion and he is safe. Miller steals second. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0-for-2 in the game. Brugge takes first base on ball 4. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. Veach bunts towards the mound. Naylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to second. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Cobb trying to get to home. Young throws to Brugge who tags Cobb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Raleigh Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Naylor hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a line drive towards the mound. Naylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dawes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tilly Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brugge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion fires over to third and throws the ball away. That's an error on Mannion. Walker scores. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-2 in the game. Veach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Veach reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Heilman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Tigers. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Naylor covering, for the out. 2 outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan pinch hits for Raleigh Naylor. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.